The phospholipid bilayer is what our cell membranes are made of. So the name phospholipid bilayer comes from the fact that the membrane is made up of two layers, or a bilayer, which are made up primarily of phospholipids. So phospholipids are molecules that contain two fatty acid tails bound to a head group that contains a phosphate molecule. So the fatty acid tails are nonpolar and are therefore hydrophobic, or they don't like to interact with water, which is a polar substance. On the other hand, the head groups of a phospholipid contain the polar phosphate molecule, and because they're polar, they're therefore hydrophilic, which means that they like to interact with water. When a phospholipid bilayer forms, it's organized in such a way that the hydrophobic tails, fatty acid tails of the two bilayers, form in the middle, and the hydrophilic polar head groups are on either side of the membrane. So in this way, the cell membrane is organized such that the extracellular environment, which is aqueous, is separated from the intracellular environment, which is also aqueous. So in summary, the phospholipid bilayer is called this because it is made up of two layers, which are primarily made up of phospholipids. As we saw earlier, cell membranes also contain membrane proteins, carbohydrates, and cholesterol molecules, which we'll learn more about in the coming slides.